Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
423, and yes, the federal government has come under fire recently for looking at our private information. But WBAL's Jimmy Mathis finds that it's not only the federal government that's looking at your personal info.
There are a lot of questions about what is really going on in Washington when it comes to our personal information. These data mining programs that we're learning about were created in secret as a weapon on the war on terror. We're learning little by little via sound bites with no tangible documentation on the rhetoric that we're hearing. But if we really want hard, documented, indisputable facts on a massive information data grab, we don't have to look any further than our own backyard. Maryland's state constitution has a balanced budget amendment, and as such, we are not permitted to run deficits. Since the annual state budget has increased by $8 billion during Governor O'Malley's two terms, he has found these extra monies from two sources. The first and most noted is countless tax increases, and the second is cash transfers from the federal government. Back in 2009, Maryland wanted its part of the stimulus pie. A program to help improve our nation's educational system was dangling billions of dollars in the face of cash-strapped states. Maryland was one of the first states to submit their 600-plus page application for what was known as Race to the Top. Buried in that stack of paperwork was a promise to spy on our kids via a database called Longitudinal Data System. In short, our government is capturing and storing data on our children that few Marylanders are aware of. Student information that is being stored includes healthcare history, disciplinary records, family income, family voting status, and religious affiliation. This information is available to anyone who is quote-unquote considered an authorized representative, without parent approval or even notification. Unions, or community members, are listed in the Race to the Top's application as quote-unquote possible authorized representatives. Race to the Top has morphed into what is now known as Common Core. Nationalized state-run education is here. This will be instituted next year here in the state of Maryland, with little to no debate or dialogue. What I have laid out is facts, not opinion. And with the exception of five, every state in the union, including the District of Columbia and Maryland, has signed on. For Maryland's News Now, I'm Jimmy Mathis.
And you can hear the Jimmy Mathis Show Saturday morning starting at 7.